research teams from around the world come to show you cool products. Here I am at New Search UIs for collaboration and persistence. What's your name?
Salima.
Nice to meet you, Salima, and take us through here.
Okay, so we designed a set of technologies to help people collaboratively search the web. So the most modern web browsers and search engines are only designed for a single user working alone, but a lot of times you have multiple people who want to collaboratively search together in the same room or like across the rooms, like in different remote locations. You know, you might be searching with your mom, you know, at home and you're on the phone, but you know, there's no technological support for this type of interaction, right? So this, what I'll show you right now is CoSearch. It's a tool for facilitating co-located collaborative web search, so when people are gathered around a shared computer. And this happens a lot in classrooms, in libraries, like at home you might be planning a vacation with your family, and you're all gathered around one computer, right? But only one person, you only have one input device, you have the mouse and the keyboard, and only one person can have control at a time, so that can be really frustrating. Everyone's sort of fighting over the same mouse and keyboard. So what we did here is we designed CoSearch, which is a custom web browser that can take input from multiple devices. So as you can see here, there's three cursors that are shown on screen, right? So imagine there's three people collaborating at a time, and they're color-coded to reflect who controls which cursor, right? So there's this little area at the top where Larry, Barbara, and Salima, their names are there, so everybody knows whose cursor is whose. So every person can control their cursor using their own mouse, or if they have a mobile phone, they can also control it via their mobile phone. So as you can see, this is done via Bluetooth technology. I'm moving this cursor on screen with my mobile phone. And the idea is that you want to have the sort of distribute control amongst the group members, but also sort of focus the search, right, as you would if you were searching around a shared computer. So say a group is doing a project on global warming. So someone types in a search for global warming, and these search results come up. And the group is looking at this one page, but I would like to look at like the Wikipedia article, right? Okay. So I don't want to like disrupt the group and yell at them and say,
go to Wikipedia.
Yeah, exactly, right? But what I can do is I can click on that link in my phone, and that web page gets downloaded onto my phone. And what also happened, if you noticed, was that a tab got opened, and that page gets queued in what we call the page queue, right? So it doesn't get brought to the foreground because the other group members might be looking at this web page, but it gets sent to the back sort of to maintain awareness amongst the group members about what I'm looking at. But I can still look at it on my phone, so I can read through this web page, and if I find it interesting, I'll be like, hey, let's look at this Wikipedia article. So then the group members can click on this web page and bring it up.
But you've already gotten them to that page through your mobile phone.
Exactly. And I also have now my own view of the web page that's being shown on the main PC, right? So I can read it at my own pace, and the other group members can read it at their own pace, right? So it allows for more distribution of control, and it allows everybody to input their own ideas. So I can also send a query. Like, if I think of a query that I want to try, say, again, if we're doing global warming, say I want to try climate change, right? So I type in climate change just like I would any normal text message. So chain. And I can send it. So it doesn't actually get executed, but it gets queued on here. And when the group is ready to look at it together, they can click on it and execute it. And so, again, it maintains awareness. It's color-coded so we know who's contributed what. Your ideas get externalized so everybody can... It just sort of enables everybody to share their ideas without yelling at each other.
You're bringing families across America and internationally closer together. Fantastic.